Hello and welcome to Inside the NYPD, the official podcast of the New York City Police Department, broadcasting from police headquarters in Lower Manhattan to our listeners around the world. In this edition, the new year begins with new energy for New York.
We'll have the largest Operation Impact deployment that we've ever had.
As new police officers graduate the academy and head for the streets.
After being in the academy for 6 months, I really look forward to going to the streets and meeting the people in my community.
Meanwhile, the incoming class of police recruits begins its formal training with the finest. I'm Jesse Peterman.
Start spreading the news.
Graduation day.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me.
Ready, move!
I do hereby pledge and declare to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of New York.
The New York City Police Department welcomed its newest members 2 days after Christmas. 914 men and women committed their lives to serving and keeping New York the safest big city in the country. Mayor Michael Bloomberg and Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly presided over the graduation ceremony for the finest and their families at Madison Square Garden in Manhattan.
As police officers, every day you will interact with people from every walk of life. And being New Yorkers, they will be even more diverse than this graduating class is.
Having taken this oath, you will never be the same. From this day forward, you will see the world differently. You will live your life through the prism of your mission to protect the people of New York City.
One in five faces in the sea of new officers was born outside the United States. Pierzchowska, Shahid, these names belong to Academy graduates who were recognized for exceptional performance.
Officer Ahmed Shahid from Company 57 was at the Union Square subway station when a woman fell onto the train tracks. The platform was packed with people, but everyone was afraid to move. Everyone but Officer Shaheen and a bystander. Together, they pulled the woman to safety just moments before the train came through. Congratulations, Officer Shaheen.
Karolina Wierzchowska immigrated from Poland at age 19. When she landed in New York, her aspirations to join the NYPD took flight.
So in 1999, I arrived here with a suitcase full of clothes and a mind full of dreams. My father asked me what I would like to do in America. Without a trace of hesitation, I replied that I wanted to finish school and become a New York City police officer.
The Warsaw native began college, joined the National Guard, and became a New York City police cadet. But her plans were interrupted.
Subsequent to the disastrous 9/11 attack, I was working at Ground Zero, and 2 years later, I was deployed to Iraq.
After returning from a year in Nazaria and getting her degree, Karolina entered the police academy. She graduated as valedictorian, with 100% overall and academic average.
Actually, I've always wanted to be a police officer, but in Poland, we didn't have such opportunities. NYPD is the greatest police department in the world, so I feel very, very lucky.
Officer Wierzchowska and all of her classmates have since joined with officers assigned to Operation Impact, the NYPD program that saturates areas of the city with police officers where crime is highest.
Well, we have reached record lows, and it result of the great work of the men and women of the department. Operation Impact has worked particularly well for us. We're going to continue that. This class, they will all be assigned Operation Impact. The first time we've done that, we'll be assessing the needs of resources to be deployed to our precincts as we go forward. We'll be looking at it literally on a daily basis. We'll have the largest Operation Impact deployment that we've ever had. It'll be close to 1,800 young officers.
These officers have been deployed in impact zones in 12 precincts and several borough commands throughout New York City. They also are patrolling the city's subway system and public housing developments. The December 07 graduating class also included the first police recruits to use fully loaded iPods. To help with preparation for final exams, the NYPD provided recruits with the devices, which included video downloads of classroom instruction, ranging from community policing to criminal procedure. iPods were loaned to students who used the digital backup on the go to help reinforce their academy training. New police academy recruits will have the same opportunity as their predecessors this year. 1,028 of them were sworn in earlier this month to begin their formal training to become police officers. Commissioner Kelly reminded the recruits of the unique standard of their new commitment.
You know, in most people's lives, it comes an opportunity where you say, what have I done to make the world a better place? And you will be one of the privileged who will be able to say, I became a New York City police officer. You have made a great decision.
Nearly 200 of the officers in training came from other countries.
Born in Russia, in China, in Belarus, in Bangladesh, in the Dominican Republic, in El Salvador. You will receive the finest law enforcement training anywhere.
Although more than 90% of recruits attended or finished college, six with postgraduate degrees, everyone was ready to embrace the education before them.
I urge you to study hard, to work hard. Congratulations and welcome to the NYPD.
If you're interested in joining New York's finest, the NYPD offers a job with a future, a great place to serve, and a chance to advance. For more information, call 212-RECRUIT or visit us on the web, www.nypdrecruit.com. Thank you for listening to the New York City Police Department podcast. Until next time, I'm Jesse Peterman.